Hurricane Matthew tore up the Carolina coast this weekend, dumping torrential rains across the state. Many communities have been devastated by flooding. One of the hardest hit areas was Cumberland County. Floodwaters there claimed 5 lives, along with homes and property. Rescue teams have evacuated hundreds of people from their homes. Jess Clark went to Fayetteville to see how communities are coping.
The floor of Robert White's apartment is slick with water and a thin film of mud. The elderly man makes his way cautiously over the tile to where his nephew Kareem White is standing. He points out a faint line on the wall about 2 feet off the ground. It travels along the walls of the apartment like a giant bathtub ring.
It was all that high. From here to the floor. All over, all around the whole house.
DVDs and other items are strewn across the wet floor. The bottom of his wooden furniture is warped. His couch and recliner are soaked, and there's a dank smell in the air. Kareem White says he drove down from Hope County as soon as he heard what had happened to his uncle's home.
Everything's wet. Everything's done. So that's what we're trying to do now, get everything out of here, salvage what he can. And the majority of it, though, is done for.
White and the other residents of this housing complex near downtown Fayetteville were evacuated by boat Saturday evening. But before the boats arrived, White's neighbor helped him trudge through the chest-deep water to higher ground. Other residents had to make their own escapes, too. Frankie McLaughlin, his partner, and their 8 kids spent hours waiting on the second floor of their building as water continued to rise on the first floor.
My sons had to rescue people out of windows. Couldn't get out of their apartments. We had people on oxygen machines over there. Couldn't get out. We had to get them out. Then the rescuers got there about 4 or 5 hours later. By the time we were about to go in the waters, but they made it there in time to get us out.
Now McLaughlin and his family are staying in a shelter at a nearby community center, sleeping on cots.
Yeah, we're going to stay into the shelter until we see what goes on tomorrow. So I'll be out of work for a couple of days until I get my family situated.
But you don't know where you're going to go?
No. No. Mm-mm. I really don't know what's going to happen to us.
Uncertainty is the reigning sentiment for people whose homes have been inundated. And in areas downstream from major rainfall, some residents aren't even certain the worst flooding is over. The rain had stopped a few miles north in Bunlevel Sunday afternoon, but floodwaters were still rising around a group of prefab homes along the highway.
You all live here?
Yeah.
Allison Griggs is standing in knee-deep water outside the home where her mother lives. Several sheds and other small buildings are almost completely submerged. In some areas, the water is much deeper and flowing quickly. It's coming in from the Upper Little River, usually a quarter mile away when it's within its banks.
It was not like this at about 9 o'clock this morning. It was just right at that gate. And since then, it's come this far. And it's coming from that side, too.
Oh, wow.
Coming from both directions. So we're thinking they're probably going to meet in the middle.
Griggs' mother, Linda Lowry, says she thinks they'll have to evacuate soon. But she's most concerned about what the flood will mean for the pending sale of her house.
We're in the last minute of signing the papers and all. Should be happening in the next 2 weeks. So hopefully this one will be fine.
Forecasters say many rivers will not reach their crest until later this week. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.